You're listening to Shapeless Mask Podcast at podcast.shapelessmask.com. Y'all bastards.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Welcome to podcast number 39.
39?
Yes.
Yes.
Chinga tu madre.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Fuck you too.
We have some return guests. Marshall and Corey, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Hi, Marshall and Corey. Now, which one's which?
I'm Marshall.
And, cool.
Yeah, Corey is
just like last time.
Like a...
Yeah.
Huh?
It could be a guy.
Yeah.
Corey
yeah.
is a guy's name.
And
a girl's
could
name.
Be a girl's name for some weirdo. Like some hippie's kid or something.
Like my cousin Buford McCary.
Buford.
And you know who we are. Buford. I'm EBA.
I'm Sir Mildred Pierce.
And I'm Sir Mildred Pierce's better half. Otherwise known as Amber.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to EBAOFVN@gmail.com and SirMildredPierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
You know, you can visit us online at podcast.shapelessmask.com and also myspace.com/shapelessmaskcast. Visit me online at shapelessmask.com. And you can visit Mr. Pierce online. That's it. You can visit Mr. Pierce online.
How about this? Okay. You can add my Xbox Live name, Sir Mildred, with a space, and that's it. If you want to go against me, you know, whatever.
Dead Rising.
Anyway, enough boring stuff. Since we talked about it, do you want to play Skeletons? You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, let's hear. This is a really weird punk, female punk band called Inflatable Boy Clams, and their song Skeletons, since we were talking about skeletons.
Does anybody know who Wolfgang
is? Yeah. Did you want to hear that? You will follow it up with that?
Yeah.
Do you want the original, or do you want the Faith No More version? Or do you want the version by Cake?
Yeah.
Or do you want the version by Atmosphere?
I don't know.
Do you want the original by Ozzy Osbourne,
yeah.
Black Sabbath? Okay. We're going to follow it up with War Pigs, which isn't a really topical song, actually.
Skeleton
generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Thank you.
about the South Carolina thing first? Or do you want to get that out of the way?
South Carolina thing.
You know the South Carolina thing.
Do I?
Miss South Carolina?
I have no idea.
You're kidding.
No, I have no idea either.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
I don't watch crap news.
I'm going to show you the video because it's even funnier watching. Well, it's even sadder, rather.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is Miss South Carolina.
Does this somehow make her look like skanky or something?
No,
or okay, stupid.
This has subtitles. Fair-heading? I haven't seen the version with subtitles.
Oh, subtitles. Oh, truly.
Subtitles in English?
Yes.
Is she speaking English?
Yes. I'm sure the whole internet knows about this, but this is Miss South Carolina answering a question as part of the Miss America pageant.
Okay.
Here we go.
Was this recently?
Yes.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Wow,
boy, did she lose.
That was an amazing answer to that question.
So, basically, let's start with the fact. I couldn't answer that question. I got to be honest, okay? I certainly couldn't answer it while trying to look pretty on Miss America, knowing that my success in Miss America depended
on...
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think she was a little stumped and very, very nervous.
Where the hell did that statistic come from? One-fifth of Americans don't know where the fuck the United States is on a map?
That's not too bad.
Not too bad?
I've heard worse.
That's like one-fifth of Americans not knowing how to tie their shoes.
One of us doesn't know where we live.
Yeah, statistically. It's Marshall.
Aren't that interested. So, I mean, it's
interested
like,
or not?
Yeah.
It's not like it's like common knowledge. It's not even.
But
something
how could
that
you make it out of the how could you graduate high school?
Not even high school. You graduate first grade.
Let's say hypothetically,
you walk into a gas station because you want to buy a pack of cigarettes. And what's over there next to the thing but a stand that says maps on it? And what invariably is on the sign somewhere? Oh, a picture of the United States. And at least some part of you would go, hey, that shape looks familiar. I think I've seen that before somewhere.
It should be a familiar shape, at least. If we show you a picture of the world, you should be able to identify.
So it probably has the words USA like inside the outline to indicate... That's the United States of America. I need to go visit that place someday.
Some people just don't look at maps like that, I guess. I don't know. I I'm the opposite, so it boggles my mind. But I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe it's something...
Does the maps have the apartment?
I don't know.
Maybe it's something to do with the statistic taking or something.
They
or
took every American teen.
Was this the only question they asked on this test? Was it one of 100 questions?
Aside from that, I mean, it was a pretty stupid answer. I mean, they're trained specifically. I mean, she did hit the talking points, hearing about South Africa. I mean, and the Iraq.
Yeah, yeah. Which only adds to her nervousness trying to remember that shit. And
yeah,
you know.
But still, it was pretty damn funny. And since we're pretty much all just about from South Carolina in some respect.
We on the borderlands.
Is anybody actually from, like, this area, like, all their lives? Amber?
I moved to a guest
Marshall?
When I was 4.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
The rest of us are all outsiders, so.
Yeah, went to Richmond County Schools my entire life.
Wow. Then you're remarkably astute, capable of formulating sentences.
Yay.
Identifying the United States on a map.
Yes, I can, actually.
Now, if they'd said Iraq or, you know, even Australia, I might even, like, okay, maybe one-fifth Americans can't find Australia. I mean, even Australia is kind of like, what?
I don't know.
That's an easy one.
Well, but it's easy to tell that to somebody that knows, right? But I don't know. I would like to meet this person that doesn't know these things and find out what exactly.
They do know.
I mean, because I'm sure some of them are, you know, just downright stupid.
Yeah. How was that question phrased too?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
Like a map of the world, and did they say, "Can you find the United States on this?" Or did they show them an outline of the United States rather and say, "What country is this?" We've talked about South Carolina, so we're going to listen to I can never pronounce this name. Royksopp's remix of Coldplay's classic "Clocks," which I love this version. So.
Yeah, it has been perfect.
We'll be right back. was RJD2 with Beyond.
Yeah,
before that, it was
the Roy Scott remix.
Roy Scott remix of
White Shadows. No, Clocks.
I was going to have Corey and Marshall back on the show anyway. It was just a weird coincidence they happened to bump into them. We were talking, and I don't remember how we even got on this conversation, but Corey mentioned that she used to do phone sex.
Recently.
How recently?
Like a couple months ago.
Oh, really? I thought it was like before we even met.
I did it before we met, and then I did other stuff, and I did it.
Oh, so... And I find this absolutely fascinating because this harkens back to a conversation we haven't had on the podcast, which I think we should have, that we had at work, about, I can't remember who pointed out, and it wasn't me, but I was probing the questions, but basically that you can purchase in Japan from vending machines used women's underwear in Japan. You can just, you know, like you're walking down the street.
You want to do that?
Supposedly.
So, this raised so many questions.
Why not?
This raised so many questions. Am I making this up?
No, I've heard that before. Yeah.
This raised so many questions to me. Like, for starters,
I mean, people actually find this sick. That's disgusting.
Well,
every kink is technically probably disgusting.
For starters, that's somebody's job. That's how they're making, like, some bunch of college girls. They're putting themselves through college by selling their used underpants.
Yeah, they do it on eBay too sometimes.
I mean, they have to get the underpants from somebody. I can't imagine they're breaking into people's houses and stealing their underpants.
It's not exactly old porn stars have been doing forever.
And then not only is that somebody's job, but there's also someone's job to take the underpants, put them inside some sort of container that I'm assuming has like printing on it. That's like, you know, young girls' underpants. You know,
I think,
content.
I wish
underpants, you know?
Sarah actually researched this because she actually considered doing this for a time because she saw that a lot of people were doing it on eBay. And, I mean, hey, why not? It's easy. Easy money, right? So, and she researched it and tried to convince Jenny to do it along with her. And
really?
I don't think they ever did, thankfully. But there's like little code words because you're not actually allowed to sell like dirty clothes on eBay.
So
they have to be like discreet about it somehow.
Yeah.
There's like unspoken understanding between client and customer somehow.
Ah, okay.
Just tell them that the items are used, I guess.
I'm just thinking about
from the
machine perspective. That's got to be like some sort of assembly line type.
I honestly doubt that. I suspect it's probably just a vending machine sitting in the corner of a porn shop in Japan, and the guy running the porn shop is
buying underwear
and stocking the machine. I doubt there's like a corporation run used panty like distribution network and stuff.
You're totally shattering my conspiracy.
I know.
I'm picturing like, you know, like Cool Ranch Doritos and the certs, and you know, then here's like the pretzels, and then here's the girl's underpants, and you know, you've done this. You've been like beep beep beep. Oh shit! I wanted the Doritos, and I got the girl's underpants. You know, or the situation where you're like, damn it! I want the girl's underpants, and they're stuck. Boom, bam, bam, hit the machine, you know, and you end up having to buy two.
Then how would you explain yourself if somebody comes up and sees you shaking the machine and goes, oh, well, money got stuck. That's not what I'm saying, dude. Look what you're fucking buying.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, much more common is vending machines with clean underwear in Japan, though. That's actually very common.
See, I don't know.
And
seems whole, creepier.
And, like, shirts with ties and everything. Because like, the businessmen come into town sometimes and, like, work their overtime. They'll just stay in town. They'll get their little cubicle thing. You've seen those, right?
I'm
just trying to picture fitting. Like...
Huh?
I mean, clothes are something that, you know, like, requires a certain amount of, like...
Not as much as...
Matching your body shape.
If you're American. If you're American. Not so much in Japan.
Yeah, but even Japan is getting more and more westernized, meaning fat.
Well, they might lose out on the vending machine shirts, possibly, but there's still a fairly large market of skinny people. It's more of a last-minute kind of thing, you know? You don't want to go to a vending machine to buy anything, really. You'd rather have a nice, cheap place to buy it, right?
The point of this whole story...
Yeah, how did we get on Japanese vending machines?
Well, because, to me, what fascinates me is not... the sexual side of these things, but the fact that this is someone's job. And I guess we'll go into that. We'll start another segment. I just wanted to introduce you to this one. I've never really been like into porn, but I'd love to see like porn bloopers. Not porn bloopers in the sense of like I'm sucking in the wrong hole. I mean like porn bloopers like, no, I said
she puts the strap on, like the director's staying there on camera, you know? Like, so you go over there and get it right this time, damn it. You know, like, I'd like
Stop
to see that.
Giggling! Stop giggling!
Yeah, you know?
There's been a few on the pile.
It's supposed to be painful!
I'm just not feeling the pain face today.
We're not supposed to be able to hear you through the ball gag.
So anyway, yeah, so we've established it's quite fascinating, and we're so glad that
I guess
what's your face is
what's
here.
A good like X-rated song, some good. You want to hear some Two Life Crew?
You know what? I don't know the song name, and I'm hoping somebody else does. It is nothing but a techno song, and overlay it is a woman moaning the whole time, like she's having sex. So the faster the song gets, the faster she moans, right?
I mean, then
in the end, as the song's ending, she laughs and says, I think I had a real orgasm. And I was like, that's so funny because that's everything that the sex industry is. You're playing, and then in the end, you're like, that was so silly.
We're going to play Ass and Titties by DJ Assault. I wish I could remember what this song was about.
Ass, titties.
Oh, that's right.
Ass and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches that's wearing guests. Come on, ho, let's go to the easy rest. When I see ass, and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Big booty bitches that's wearing guests. Come on, ho, let's go to the easy rest. When I see ass, and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Think you the shit, I could buy you ho, cause bitch I'm rich, I see broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes, if you a light-skinned bitch, that think you the shit, I could buy you ho, cause bitch I'm rich, I see broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes, broke assholes, keep shaking that shit. Let's see how good you shake it on top of my dick. And you'll say,
I thought I'm coming. I thought I'm coming. I thought I'm coming. I thought I'm coming.
If you a freaky dancing hoe, keep shaking that shit. Let's see how good you shake it on top of my dick. And you'll say,
I thought I'm coming. I thought I'm coming. I thought I'm coming. I thought I'm coming.
Fight hustler, making my name. democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. Are you already are.
That album. Speaking of love, so we kind of set up what we're going to talk about here.
How did you first find out, like...
Like an like ad in the paper?
Here locally?
In Florida, they had a call center.
Most call centers don't have assigned seating, so they didn't have assigned seating? Okay.
I mean, like, the really, really good ones, they get first choice. You know, don't sit there, because... The company will come and kick you out.
Wow.
But like, they make too much money, you've got to go.
Okay, so start with some of the basics. The training process. I mean, like, there has to be some sort of training class. No training at all?
No, they sit you down.
That's not what you told me.
No, hold on. What they do is they sit you down on a character sheet and they run you through some practice calls. And if you are good with the practice calls, then you're good to go.
Is this face-to-face or on a phone?
Well, it starts face-to-face, and then they... Well,
that's got to be awkward.
It goes the other way. First, they put you on the phone, and they say, let's see if you can do this. And you know who you're talking to. They sit you down, and the phone rings, and she says, pick it up. And you know it's going to be her, so you pick it up, and you're like, hello? And she goes, okay, you're Asian. Be Asian. What?
Meet Happy Chucky!
And she'll be like, no. She'll go, take your finger and stick it in your mouth, just kind of against the side. And it softens your voice a little, and it gives you a slightly Asian tone. Because you can't pronounce certain words properly with the English way.
See, and that's fascinating. I never would have thought of that.
And, oh my God, this one woman, she was my idol. She was awesome. She had her own cube against the wall, which was fun, because there was no one behind you, so there was no open sound, right? Mm-hmm. So she always had it right next to the wall, and she would be standing there doing aerobics the whole time. She'd have weights, and she'd have her little sweatband on, and she was like, and I love listening to her do Hispanic calls, because, she'd be chatting with you, and she'd go, hold on just a minute, and then everything about her would change. She would still be doing aerobics, but now she's like some New York Hispanic chicken, just digging into these, and I'm like, wow, don't sit next to her, though.
I'll have to keep that in mind if I'm going to sit next to somebody.
My loud roommate.
Yeah, very loud Hispanic roommate. Screaming, stick it harder.
Stick it harder.
Yeah, like that.
Yes, I Poppy, I.
And any accent, she can do them all, everything. She just switches characters like that. I was like,
wow.
See, I didn't realize accents were so... I guess because there's no visual stimuli, you have to turn the volume up as far as like... augmenting the audio, so I guess that kind of makes sense in a weird sort of way.
What's like listening to anybody on the radio, like a DJ? You have like a kind of a vague picture in your mind what they might look like, and they never look like
really
like that.
Puts it off.
Yeah.
They said that I was good because I did grow up in the ghetto, but my mother was English, Australian, so I already had a lot of practice with accents because I would have to change the way I was speaking. Where I was at that day.
Right.
Okay. So, a lot of people who don't work in call centers, if you're listening to this, most call centers at least have a department, or if not, a function of the job called quality. You know, you listen on the phone and you hear, you know, this call is being monitored for quality assurance, or this call may be recorded for quality purposes. That's actually someone goes through and reviews the calls and listens to them and grades the people to tell them how they're doing and how to improve and better take calls. That's legit. And so, I'm wondering, with that explanation, what's the quality like in a sex phone? What are some things that get you in trouble?
Rule number one, unless he specifically asks for it, you will never laugh at him.
Ooh, yeah.
That's important. No matter what he says, I have a 2-inch penis and it's really thin, you have to say, ooh, I love that. And if he says, I get made fun of a lot, you know, kind of starts hinting the other ways, then you go another way and start humiliating because that's what he wants.
But rule number two, never tell a man that whatever he wants is sick or weird or not exactly what you were just wanting at that moment. Yes, I absolutely 100% adore your 2-inch rail thin penis that I can't feel. Yeah, uh-huh. No. And, quality. No, the quality checks were good. I actually never had a bad quality check, because to me that's kind of common sense. You don't want the man to hang up on you. Don't make fun of him. But,
unless he asks for it.
Unless he asks for it. And it will often.
How often did they ask?
A lot. And, a lot. A whole lot. And you knew the second they called in because they wanted you to be older or they wanted you to be more powerful. Not like a dominatrix more powerful, but they wanted to be your son's friend, right? Who got caught sniffing your panties, and you were going to punish him by making
so when you
put them on.
Do you have that much information before you get the call? Is that
no.
Kind of, is that
no.
How specific
do you have? More technical call center information. When a call starts, typically there's what's called a whisper in the industry, which is a small tone, usually, and then a voice, a recorded voice. And some of them are really weird, depending on what project I've been on. Internet, villain support, San Antonio. You know,
I've worked for two separate companies, so I've had people. The first company I worked for, which was at the call center, the call didn't come in directly to you. It went through an operator first. And the operator would talk to the man, and they would say, hey, is such and such available?
They get all the billing stuff.
Yeah, they get all the billing stuff.
Did the operators have, I'm sure they did, problems with the guys talking dirty to them?
Not really, no. Most guys who were calling this place were they knew the drill. Okay. They knew.
Yeah,
because it was very set, whatever. They knew the drill. So if they got dirty with the operator would hang up on them.
Wow.
And they couldn't call back because she would recognize his voice and hang up on him again. That's what they did with underage callers, too. Yeah, it weeds them out really quick. But with this first one, the operator would come on the line, and they would say, we have somebody who requested, say, Sarah, but Sarah's not available. Do you want to play a roommate? Sure, okay. And you would just change your name real quick, or just go with your name and be Sarah's roommate.
Oh, along that line, what was your name, by the way? You told me, but I just...
I can't actually do that legally. I'm not allowed
to
know who I was on the phone.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Why?
I'm on paperwork.
Oh, my God. People might
Yes.
Oh, I can see that. That might protect you, too, because I can see
because,
that.
Well, no, not just that, because somebody else is playing that character right now.
Oh,
so any
totally
of you have ever called in your life, wait, you were that
roommate? Comparison, not the name you used, but something like it. Because you didn't use your name. You weren't Corey. You were something like...
I was something like, let me see. Actually, let me go with Sarah, because the second company I worked for, I could pick my own name. I just picked them at random, and Sarah was one of my favorite ones, because it was simple, it was common, and it was easy to remember, easy to say.
So I was wondering if your name was going to be like simple like that. Or
well,
like
my second one, name. My first one was just outrageous.
Exotic.
Can you tell us and he'll edit it out? Can you trust
me? Yeah, I know.
That
name can tell, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. My name was... But,
a little bit out there.
Yeah, and I was like, how do you people...
There's a certain exotic quality to
a certain porn.
And a lot of their names were like that. The names that... Because they had a list of names.
They
would retire them after a while. You know, if somebody quit, they would retire it for a while and then bring it back with a different person, like 3 months down the line.
Right.
They assigned them.
Did you ever have someone...
Yeah, all the... blah, blah, blah.
Did you ever have someone go, oh, you're not her?
There was an Amber then.
So, did this ever happen where a guy would be like, no, you're not them. I remember her voice. That's not you.
No, never.
That never happened.
Nuh-uh. Especially, I chose that name. I was like, that's pretty off the wall. I'll pick that one. I didn't want to pick a common name like Amber and... Because they're going to be like,
Amber.
Wait a minute. Yeah, well, it is a fairly common female.
I'm more common than...
Our name. There was something about quality that I wanted to mention. Here's the best part. Sometimes they'll do live listens where they're listening to you as you take the call and blah, blah, blah. So you'll be into it, talking to them like, yeah, oh, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll hear a whisper, tone it down, they're going to come soon. And you're like, what the?
Creepy.
What's that? The caller can't hear, but you can hear them, and they're giving you thoughts. They're coaching you through the call, and you're like, you're totally throwing up my groove. Stop. You're breaking my character. Stop. But But I only had that happen once. It was like one of my first calls, and I was actually kind of grateful for it because this guy had the weirdest fetish. It was about hairy arms, and it wasn't just, oh yeah, I have hairy arms, because that would be easy, right? He wanted you to describe the texture of the hair because he wanted to cry on your hairy arm, and he wanted to know how the tears felt going through the texture of your... I was like... And they were trying to coach me through it, and they said, no big deal. He calls back constantly. Like, he has a well-known fetish. And guess who got that call? The Hispanic aerobics chick. And she, bam, and she had him. And she's like, he never settles until he gets her. He'll say no. And he'll hang back, and he'll call back and say, give me somebody else. And they'll try other people, and they'll just keep him busy until she's available, and then he gets her.
Wow.
Yeah. And she, it's like, wow. That's how I knew she was. She was a maestro. Harry, what? That was just, wow, that was crazy. But that was a quality thing. The live whispers was really odd. Because at first you're like, is there somebody else? But you can't say that. You can't say, is there somebody else?
Of course, yeah.
But it's really confusing because sometimes somebody will bring somebody else on the line. And be like, hold on, say that to my friend. Which you can't, I can't do. You can't. No group calls.
Really?
One phone sex operator per customer.
Like, how do you... I mean, I'm trying to figure out...
Like, they'll put you on speakerphone? I can't be on... No. I'll say, no, you have to take me off the speakerphone or I can't keep talking to you. Usually I'll say something along the lines if I'm shy. Yeah. I'll be like, no, don't be shy. Yeah, to make so that they don't feel...
Like, taking away the beauty of it. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta stick with it.
Okay.
So,
well, what else quality-wise? Like, anything else stick out?
Yeah. If you hear kids in the background, the call ends.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's laws that we have to obey. Oh, here was an interesting one. Under no circumstances, no matter how much the man begs, you cannot tell him to put Bengay on his genitals. I mean, he can have it and do it himself if he wants to, but under no circumstances was I allowed to say in any kind of way that I wanted to see Bengay on his channel.
Did that come up often?
Not Bengay came up every once in a while. It was mostly men with pins.
Are they allowed to do other things?
Then you can do whatever you want to do.
And you tell them, like, yeah, chair that knee.
No, I'm never allowed to tell a man to do anything that would make him be.
Okay.
Yeah, I cannot encourage him because then I'll be like, "Hey, my mistress told me to," and then I'm being sued.
Okay. What about? Could you? I'm serious because Congress has debated this episode before. Could you portray an underage person?
No.
You can't
do anything that is already illegal. There's just some little things like I cannot tell the man to harm himself.
What about drugs? Like, yeah, I'm so totally...
No, never, nothing illegal. Okay. If it is illegal in your state or your country, I cannot talk about it.
So what if they're calling from out of the country?
Even the guys, like, incest, doesn't matter. Incest? Guys calling for incest all the time. Will you be my sister? Will you be my daughter? And I have to say, well, I'm not really comfortable with that, but I'll be your daughter's friend. And then the guys will try to change your mind throughout, like, you'll be pretending to be his daughter's friend, and then he'll start calling you his baby girl and blah, 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 and you'll be like, no, I'm not your daughter, remember, I'm her friend. But he'll keep trying, and it's like, I said, girl, stop doing that.
I guess in a way that it is nice that... That guy has that release, so he doesn't actually go try to fuck his daughter.
Yes,
you know?
It is very nice.
I'd much rather have him doing it for pretend than for real.
Yeah,
it's only thing I can say. I'm just curious.
And I felt a little better because as long as I was constantly saying, "No, not your daughter," no, I feel like at least I was upholding whatever it was in him that told him maybe that's wrong, and I can only discuss it with a stranger over the phone. Like, yeah, no, that's a little too far for me there, buddy. When the phone sex operator tells you that she's not into it, you're really weird. I just want to clue you into that. Because everything else is okay, but no, I really don't want to do that with your cat, no.
Oh, God. Did you have any calls from women, or was it always men?
Women are so shy on the phone. I got a couple from women. Usually, though, they hang up. Like, they'll try, you can tell that they're trying to talk to you, and then they'll hang up. They can't go.
What did they want? Was it like lesbian type?
Lesbians, yeah. Okay. Usually lesbians. I had one woman who called in, and she just wanted advice. She was like, well, I want real advice, not like phone sex
is
advice.
Is everything you guys talk about on the phone about sex, or are you like,
no, absolutely not. I never initiate talk about sex. At least not in the first place. In the second place.
You guys are allowed to talk about whatever you want, basically.
We were encouraged. We had a wall of magazines. Men's magazines. Oh, that's how I got into Maxim. I was like, this stuff is great. And wall of men's magazines. And once they were like out of date, you could take them home.
Uh-huh.
Yay. But, and we would just read in between calls or on our breaks and whatnot. And then when they would come on the phone, I would discuss that football game. Did you see that play? Blah, 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 blah. And then I'd be like, oh, I read this great joke. Let me tell it to you.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, no, guys would call in, and this is what I don't get, because how much are you paying for this call?
Right, yeah, that's all.
And they would, they're too shy to initiate. And they're waiting for me to initiate, and I'm not going to. So we will talk and talk, and then he'll call back, and we'll keep talking and talking. And some guys were just obviously really lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just like, I'm really bored, and I want to throw some money your way. So we're going to have a, and they know the deal. We're going to have a full-length call, which is, at that place, 16 minutes long.
Well,
and we're just going to chat.
I mean,
explain that while you're touching on it, the whole 16-minute thing.
Oh.
Interesting, too.
Yeah, the first place I worked, there was a time limit on the call. Okay? And your pay scale was based on it, right? You got paid a base rate, and I think it was $8 an hour, and if your calls exceeded 8 minutes on average, right, you got paid $1 an hour more for every minute beyond eight. So 16 was the cap at this place. You could make $16 an hour. That was the cap, which was like, yeah, it was 18. Yes. But you guys would call in, and you all would chat, and I would hear a beep, and it would tell me I've got 1 minute left on this call. Okay? So I would say in the phone, I'd be like, oh, our time's running out. Call me back. Ask for my name. And they'll be like, okay, I will. Or they'll be like, yeah, you know, whatever. And call it in. Yes, full length call. Bring my whole average up. Averages. And yeah, I want my call average high. And then either they could call back. They would have like a 30-second gap to call back and request me before I got another call. And if I got a call back, my average just got better. Yes, because that just tacks right onto the previous call. But 16 minutes.
Bonuses for them requesting you too?
Yeah, if they requested you, you got bonuses. So the more requests you got, the better off you work.
What was the purpose of the cap, though? Seems like...
They said that a lot of people in phone sex, apparently, a lot of guys were protesting charges saying they didn't hang up the phone, and it just kept rolling, right? Or they, when the truth is, they were on the phone for 3 hours and have no self-control. Yeah, so they said, so we capped them, and they have to call back, which proves the call ended, you came back for more.
Right.
But
not everybody does that.
Well, not everybody does it. Also, this company was good because they weeded out what we call the minute whackers. They had, that's exactly
the industry slang.
They were like, yeah, the minute men, the minute whackers, the ones who call in, and the second you start talking, you hear, and you're like, because it's a minute long call, and that destroys you for the day. But they had, we would record, like, messages, and we would say, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. You would write your own and just sound as appealing as possible, and you would get, like, 15 seconds, and the man could select you on the phone. Like, okay, number three sounds great. Yeah. Well, a lot of guys would call in and listen to the messages and whack off to them and then hang up and be done.
They were charged for that time.
Not like I don't think so.
Really?
They might have been charged just for listening, but if it was, it wasn't nearly what they were charged for.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it saves them money, so...
Yeah, but internet, hello. So, like, they wanted to listen to real live women.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, what was the point of that?
Yeah, maybe they had the internet up and they were...
Yeah, and they were like, you know what? I love number three. Let's listen to her message again.
Okay, we're going to play some more music and then come back and talk about this some more. So, doesn't really fit in, but let's hear Let Go by Frog Frog. That's one of my favorites, too. It always makes me think of Garden State, even though I never seen it.
Busy writing your tragedies.
So.
That cool. was Ralph Brown. What do you guys think?
Like one of my favorites. I love that song.
I love that song.
Did we listen to it?
There's a song on it.
Wow.
That's right.
So much happened.
You are such a pothead. So, we're going back into the phone sex thing. So, now, we kind of got some of the back.
We got our first job. I want to hear about the second one because it sounds like a fairly
Well, the second one was out of the house, right?
The second one was a home-based job. I did it from my home phone, sort of. I would take my home phone and log into their system. And then I would never hang up. They would just send calls constantly. And it was, that job paid even better.
That job, you got to work out your house.
Yeah, I did. And the better thing was I could work any hours I wanted. There was no set hours. It wasn't a real job. And their minimum requirement, they asked, please work 4 hours a week at least, which was really all I wanted. They paid, on average, I made $18 an hour there. And that was just on average, like, pretty much. I always, their minute requirement was like, if you exceed 7 minutes, the call lasts longer than 7 minutes, that's it. You're in one of the higher payer ranges already. And I was like, this is so, cause I'm used to, you want to keep on for 16 minutes, 16 minutes, push for about 16 minutes, right? And I'm like, seven? Oh, hell yes! Yes! The thing is, I never really wanted to work. So I worked on average like 2 hours a week. I would make $50 and then I would stop. So it was nothing but like a junk paycheck. And they said, if you want overtime, because they always, always had calls. If you want overtime, log in. Anytime you feel like it, log in. Blah, blah, blah. Holidays, please, log in. Anytime. Log in. Oh, holidays are huge. At that, the one in Florida? No, the one in Florida, it was mandatory that you put in at least 2 hours every holiday because the call volume was so high that they couldn't
function without you.
Yeah, you had to put in time. So every holiday I worked because I was making time and a half. Actually, no, it was double time with them. They were like, holiday, please come in. So they would give you the holiday pay, and then they would give you double time, and then they would run like bonuses every time you got a 60-minute call, extra $10. Anytime, you know, somebody called back and requested you, another $25. I was like, yes, Christmas. Guys were calling from closets. We're going to have to make this one quick this time. We're about to open presents. You have got to be shitting me. No.
You told me a fascinating story. That you called. I'll just let you
tell the story.
Yeah,
the good one.
And
the cow shit story.
Yes.
No. Cow shit story. Everybody loves the cow shit story. I should bring it out of parties. You're like, let me tell you. This gentleman called in. And he described himself to me. First, of course, he wanted me to describe myself. He just wanted to know what, you know, get his mental image on. I ought to point out that when I, at this job, this was the job where I was at the call center. My character was from Atlanta. I did this because you cannot be. They actually had a map with an area redded off. You cannot be from this area. Because never once were you ever to mention that you were in Florida. You had to be from another state, okay? So I would tell them...
Security safety.
For security safety reasons. There was actually, the zone was the middle of Florida. You could say you were from southern Florida or northern Florida if you wanted to, but they suggested you didn't.
That's true of most call centers, too. I mean, they don't want you to tell where they are because people show up knocking, seriously, with a gun. Like, where? Oh, fuck my bill up. I'm going to kill you all.
No, not just that. You don't understand. This call center, it was gorgeous. It was in the middle of a beautiful business section that was obviously well maintained, and there was a nursery on one side, and there was a college, like their tech department on the other side, and there was our building in the middle, and they had no clue what went on in this building. Nobody knew.
Wow.
Even the smoking section was screened off, so all you would see was like cigarette smoke rising from behind the fence. It was nice. The whole building, everything was nice. You could eat and drink in your cubicles. As a matter of fact, I encouraged you to do so.
We'll talk more about
that later. Anyway, the cow shit guy, he was very polite. He was very, how do I say it? He was businesslike about it. He wanted to set the scene and get started. You could tell. He had done this before. He wanted to set the scene and get started. And he described himself as a incredibly large, meaning rotund, white male. He was not describing himself favorably at all. He was he wanted me to know that he was gross, he was greasy, he was disgusting, he was incredibly overweight, and da-da-da-da-da, and he had a small penis, and everything that he could describe that would be unattractive to me, he took the time to describe it in detail. And I was like, okay, all right, because really, it doesn't bug, seriously, me, myself, whatever you're into, as long as everybody's consenting and it's legal, I seriously don't care. Hey, good for you. As a matter of fact, tell me about it. I love fetishes. I collect them. But this guy, he says, you're going to be kind of like an escort. He says, we're going to go out on a date, right? And he wants to tip blah, blah, blah.
And most of the people calling for sex, phone sex, do they want to go out on a date?
No, they just want to fuck in their house.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah. They would describe their house to me, or they would want me to describe my house to them, okay. And we would have sex there. Unless they had some kind of outdoor fetish, in which case they had a place in mind.
Okay.
But,
sorry. Go ahead.
Do you have very toys to work with you?
No, but we'll probably cover that later.
Yeah, we'll cover food. It sounds like a weird thing, but it actually...
It all ties in. So the man describes, he says, we're going to go out on a date, blah, blah, blah. But before we go on a date, you have to be dressed. And I was like, okay, how do I have to be dressed? And he says, well, I'm going to take you to a clothing shop, and I'm going to pick out clothing for you. I was like, oh, this one's going to be Kate clothing fetish. I love clothing fetishes because they just want to dress you. And it's like, oh, it's so pretty. Okay. Except he takes me to a clothing shop, and it's a fetish.
I'm a fucking Barbie doll, for God's sake.
Oh, it's so much better to dress me. I'm $3.99 a minute. Dress me. Anyway, so it's a fetish clothing shop, right? He describes the shop. There's a woman. It's high class. He's describing it as high class, as in there's nobody else shopping there. She sets appointments. It's our appointment time. We showed up. It's just us in the shop, and they're dressing me. He's describing her. She's dressing me in skin-tight latex. By skin-tight, I don't mean, oh, look, skin-tight. By skin-tight, I mean so incredibly tight, I cannot move. He describes it like it's restricting, and including neck collar, everything. So I'm posed now, right, in this skin-tight clothing. He says, okay, so she takes you, and she puts you on, and this was the weird thing. It was like one of those...
It's hard to go to a restaurant with him.
Just a little. At this one time, I was like, oh, he's gone off on a tangent. Okay, it's his tangent. I don't mind. Now, keep in mind, he is so into details in this call that by the time we got to the actual clothing portion, he had already called back and requested me again. So now we're on the second call, right? And she comes out with a hand card.
16 minutes, right?
16 minutes, 16 yes.
Minutes.
He comes, or the woman comes out with a hand cart, and all the time he's not really participating, he's just watching, and he's describing it to me. Pretty much, this whole call, all I was doing was responding to him. Uh-huh, uh-huh, really, skin tight, blah, 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 and I could tell that he wanted responses, so I was, you know, really trying to, because that's all I could do. She comes out with a hand cart, and puts me on a hand cart, and wheels me out. She has a display window, right, that faces a busy street, and on the display window is, I guess, a wooden post with a... like a peg in it. And she puts me up so I'm balanced on the peg. Now, I have to point out, I have a real fear of having my feet off the ground. Like, it is a real thing with me. I don't like to be picked up. I don't like to have my feet off the ground. So I gave him. I was like, oh, I'm afraid of being picked up, blah, blah. And he was like, don't worry, she's being gentle. You know, he enjoyed that a lot. But I was like, okay, because he wanted responses. I was like, here you go. Here's a good one. And that makes the call more real because it's real. I was like, I really don't want to be picked up. But so then she ties me to the post, okay? So I'm like on the post. I can't move. I'm wearing...
In a picture window.
Yeah, in a picture window facing the street, okay? Posed like a mannequin. That's pretty much what it is. I'm turned into a mannequin. And I'm left there. And he said, he's describing the people walking back and forth and da 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 da. And he says, occasionally they'll stop and look at me and they'll be startled when I blink or when I try to move because I can't really move. I'm tied to it. And they know it's a fetish shop, so, you know, skin tight, latex, rope. Anyway, Collins, he calls back again. We're into the third call now. He's like, okay, so as you're describing all this, he says, he's describing noises I hear in the background, you know, rustling of clothing. I'm just being left there. And I'm like, we're having a dinner. But okay. At this point, I'm like, come on now. It's gotta be more to it. He says, okay. The woman comes back with her hand cart again, and this time she's wheeling him in it, and he's dressed exactly the same way I am. In skin tight, mannequin leather, blah, 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 except he's describing the way his fat is rolling out, the way his rolls look, like his ankles. He described the fat on his ankles. Ankle fat. He was like, it's so tight, like my ankles and blah, blah, blah. Seriously. And he put, there's another peg, and he is put up right beside me on display and tied in again, tied out there. And he says, now we're both on display. And he says, and people are looking and they're pointing at me and they're laughing and da-da-da. And he's just talking. talking. And so I'm like, wow, he really thought this one through. And we're both on display now, you know, matching pair, except he's grotesque. He made it a point. He is grotesque. And there's noises in the background again. Now we're starting to gather a crowd, people looking, watching, like, what the hell is this, right? The woman reappears with a bucket and, like, an old-fashioned paintbrush, the really big ones, you know, like the painter's paintbrushes. And she dips the paintbrush in the bucket, and she starts painting over me, and he describes it as hot and wet and fluid, and it's cow shit. And she's painting me with cow shit, and everybody on the street is watching, and then she moves over to him, and she paints him with cow shit. And oh, there's that beep, the call's ending, call me back. And the call ends, and I slam my phone down, I go, I'm in break, I'm not available. And I disappear, and they're like, he's calling back, don't you want him back? And I was like, no. No. I really don't want to know what happens after the cow shit.
Like, what, where would that go?
Like, okay. You know, my imagination is vivid enough to go with it, but he surprised me on a lot of levels with that call. And that's kind of hard, because, I mean, you do phone sex for a living. And I was like, he is just this way, that way. I'm like, where the, how the fuck did I end up in a window with cow shit on me?
When I was on the phone, I had to keep notes and stuff people would say, because I have my memory problems. And I'm just picturing the singer, like writing down, like, okay, in window, painted with...
Whoa, no, I did that. I failed to mention the reason I took this job in the first place was because I wanted to write erotica. And I thought, you know where I'll get a lot of good ideas? Men who want to talk about sex will give me... So I kept notebooks, and I couldn't keep callers' names, addresses, blah, blah, blah. They actually checked my notes each day. Yeah. But I could keep generic notes, and they knew what I was doing because I explained to them at first, because you're not allowed to take anything you've handwritten out of that building. You cannot contact them, no emails, blah, 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 because men would propose to you all the time.
Yeah.
And women would fall for it. I'm like, are you stupid? Anyway... But no, and they would check my notes every day, and they'd be like, okay, you can have them. Or if they were like, nope, that's too much detail, and there goes my notes. I'm like,
okay, here's a question. What's the sexual harassment policy like for a place like that? I mean, like, you walk around a bunch of people, you know, you walk into your cubicle, and you walk past them going, fucky, 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 and I mean, you know, that's kind of sort of...
It's just like it is everywhere else. If somebody asks you...
You can't be like, this guy was saying, fuck me, fuck
no,
me.
If somebody says, you know, I really don't feel comfortable discussing that, please stop, and you don't stop, you have harassed them. That's it. They don't... I mean, if you spend all day talking about sex, you really don't want to go in the break room and discuss your problems. Nobody who worked there knew about the cow shit story. I didn't even want to tell anybody about that for, like,
everybody
years.
Everybody at a call center, when they go to the break room, the first thing they do, if they had a bad customer, is talk about that customer.
Let's talk about it, yeah.
Yeah. That didn't happen?
You
didn't
well, you see, on phone sex here, they're the only bad customer were the Minutemen. Everyone else was just somebody else looking to whack off. There was no such thing as a bad customer, unless... Even the ones... some No, that's not true. Some women would say, I got one who wanted to verbally abuse me today. And then we'd all be like, oh, yeah, because it does get, it's aggravating because even though you're just playing a character, they're calling you degrading names, they're making racial slurs. Like, they'll call in and then you'll get the wizard says he's requesting a black woman, a black young woman, blah, blah, blah. So you play the character and all he wants to do is call you a nigger? What?
Yeah.
And it's so, why do you do this? And some people can't take those calls. And if the operators know that you can emotionally can't handle those calls, they just won't give them to you. They'll give it to somebody who's like, doesn't bother me.
Do you know the operators, like, as well as... Like,
the operators were in a big, like, glass box, like, quality. And yeah, and they were looking at you. And you could see them. So anytime you had to go on break, you would just stand up and flag. And they would either nod or be like, not just yet, we've got calls. Oh, yeah, they were higher up. Yeah, they managed you completely.
Let's play some music. Play, this is a song by Cool Keith. It's called Sex Style. I don't even remember how it sounds, but it'd be good.
What's the matter? First drop of juice is there for her to sip. Honey, that's when she back off and just lick it.
Sex Style! Niggas want it free. They dogs drink my piss. Sex Style! Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss. Sex Style! Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss. You want freestyle, that's right, the style is free. Niggas suck my dick and they girls drink my pee.
I'm on some mess in them shit you can't get with. Pull your panties down on stage and watch you sweat quick. Suckers back to pull they style as transsexual. Lesbians dance with the funky heterosexual. You on the mic and when you rhyme I start to jerk off. Let my dog lick you German Shepherd wanna bust off. I tell your latex bottom C's having anal sex. Step around like the Tampax and step up next. I enter New York, no problem with my dick out. California porno star, my ass you can lick out. Saying what, with sperm dripping down your partner's butt. I see them seizing my face with their ass up. Let me put my cape on, my rubber and my mask up. Not no horrible shit, this is porno core. I'm in the club naked, man, I'm the fucking pro. Niggas can't wax no ass, girl should let them know.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss. Back I wreck shit, so what nigga? I masturbate, see your girl's cock back, her legs tied like a figure eight. I'm on stage getting sucked by Madonna, sticking pipes in your ass, you stop the freestyle drama. I pioneered this shit, you keep on sucking dick, your girl in the crowd, hawking me for a naked flick. I got my silk underwear, full the atmosphere, piss in your face and urinate all in your hair. You name a group, that shit, I will poop a scoop, fuck with this miss, I will damage on the premises. Niggas step back with Dax Grease, watch their ass twist. I rhyme anywhere, golden showers up in Greek Alley. Movie star bitches, MCs lining up in Cali. Drinking vodka, absolute sipping Tangerine. MCs jump off, I stung your rectum like a stingray. Girls, honey wipe, MCs say my shit is hype. Pussies collapse, I'd rather fuck them with a cordless mic. Come ride the horse, take your panties off and pay the course.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
May they beat his balls with a 10-pound hammer till his asshole whistles the Star Spangled Banner.
Now the nurse is here, Dr. Butcher to your anus. I don't care who you are and if you think you famous. You could be whack, 75 fucking rap groups. Bisexuals on stage, eating Fruit Loops. Sugar smacks, I got the rhythm for your ass cracks. Bring your girl, she fantasizes in my sex world.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
Sex style!
Niggas want it free, they dogs drink my piss.
Yes, I want to hear about the polite guy and boys at work.
The polite guy. This was a good one. This was at my home, so I'm very comfortable here. I was in front of my computer, probably chatting on Yahoo. And I get the call in, and it's, all right, here's the whisper for these calls, which I never got to describe to you. In my first job, it would come through, the operator would describe to you, he wants a young blonde, he wants a dominatrix, blah, blah, blah. This one where I worked, when I worked at home, it was a pre-recorded whisper, right? So it would come through, and the guy would request, he wants a woman who is very curvaceous.
So you're hearing him?
No, it would be a recording, would come through just before he comes through, and it would come.
My job, they're like,
but it's not like a
Texas
pre-recorded,
billing.
It's an actual operator.
No, it's a pre-recorded message that, like, he presses a button for what he wants, and I get the recorded message.
How specific can they get?
Big breasts. Ooh, Asian.
That's what the whisper sounds like?
That's what the whisper sounds like. It comes through just before. So I'm trying not to laugh my ass off just before these calls. All of them were like this, and there were some crazy requests. You know what? The one that I really hated, though, was the TVTS calls. TVTS.
What does that mean?
Because, transvestite, transsexual.
Oh!
Because, oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. Which I was like, why don't you just call a guy? Anyway, but,
so, but that was fun. Like, oh, my penis is...
Yeah, no, I love those calls. Those were some of the best calls because these were men who were exploring. They wanted so bad, but they just wanted to talk it over with someone first. Anyway, those calls were confusing because you didn't know what you were supposed to be until they told you. And there's a difference. And even then, you didn't know, are you the TVTS or are they? And so you would really start those calls kind of hesitantly. So, like, hello, and they're talking, and then they'd be something like, have you had surgery yet? And I'm like, okay, that clues me in. Or they'll be like, do you have a surprise for me? That was their favorite way of asking if you have a cock. Because they'll be like, describe yourself. So I would describe my girl, right? And then they would be like, and? I'm like, and what? And they go, come on, you know you've got more than that. I'm like, okay then. But first I would have to be very clear that they wanted me to have a penis. Anyway, because I wouldn't want to say, yeah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, wait, you have a penis too? That's not what I called for, no! They're like, damn it. But a polite guy. The polite guy calls in and it's, ooh, Asian. Okay, I'm going to be an Asian girl, right? And I really don't do Asian very well. I don't want to accents anymore. I don't want to. So I would play an American Asian. That's the best you're getting. I would change my description. That's the best you're getting. The man was Asian. And obviously older, like an older Asian gentleman. He was completely gentlemanly. And he was discussing sex with me, except he was discussing them in very clinical terms. Like he didn't want to... No. He never said vagina. Penis. No, that would be going too far.
Oh, wow.
He described, hold on, because he was into anal sex. He was calling for anal sex because he can't do anal sex with his wife. That would offend her. But he's like, I know that you're a polite young lady. I just wanted to discuss. And he's saying this all, he's very older. You can hear him. And he had told me at some point in time that he was 65 and he's very Asian. And he was like, and I would like to touch your anal opening. Okay. And I was like, so I went and really? Alright, if you want to.
Do you maintain the same level of explicitness that they have?
Yes. I will never go further than they're going.
Because you're like, oh yeah, stick it in my ass, you know?
No. And then he'd be like, oh, yeah. Crude woman, and hang up and call back. Yeah. Nope, never go further than
I kind of figured, but I just wanted to lay the fruit out there.
Little common sense there. And he was very polite. The whole call, you know, blah, blah, he would discuss how he'd want to take me to a date. And he doesn't use conjunctions, so it was interesting talking to him. He would like to take me to a date, and he would like to see me in a pretty dress, and blah, 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 and he'd know that I'd be a lady, and da, 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 and then he would take me home, and he wants to touch my anal opening. All right? And he wants to kiss my anal opening. Okay? And he wants to lick my anal opening. All right? And can he stick something in my anal opening just to feel it? Please? Okay, and that's it. The whole call was like, and your anal opening. I was like, if he says this one more time, I'm gonna cry. And I can't exactly describe my own ass, because I can't say ass, and I can't say anus, and I can't say fuck me. So I'm like, yes, I would like it if you touch my anal opening. Okay. He was just so polite, and it was a long call too, so I was on that phone for 20 minutes. He was so polite though. That was amusing. That was a good one.
Okay. So, we were just playing toys and food.
Yep. Alright.
Men.
At the cubicle job, they encourage you to always have a cup or bottle of water in your cubicle because men will call in and want to hear you pee. And you can't exactly put your phone and go to the bathroom. You have to make it sound like it because you tell them that you're in your home. Yeah. You tell them. And they're like, can I hear you pee? And you're like... And it makes a very convincing penis, especially in a bottle, because it echoes like a toilet, believe it or not. And you would have the phone down there, and they'd be like, oh, or they'd want to hear you masturbate. So you kind of slush water onto your hand, and some of the best places would be the crease of your knee or your elbow. Your elbow's very accessible. And you would just... And it would sound wet and slick, and they would be like, ooh, ooh, I can hear it. Yeah, I bet you can. Anyway, and food. Oh, man. The man who called in... And they said, okay, he's requesting a very large woman. I said, okay, you're saying that kind of weird. How large? And he wanted more than 400 pounds. And I was like, okay, so I'm more than 400 pounds. No problem. They send the patch a call through and he's like, how fat are you? And so I start describing, and luckily I had the cow shit story to go off of. I started describing this disgustingly fat woman. I mean, I was like, sometimes I just don't even get out of bed. I just have, you know, like somebody bring me, my roommate bring me food and blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, so sometimes you don't even shower? And I was like, nah, I mean, it itches a little, but And
be honest, would that guy really have a problem finding a woman to match his fetish?
No. But he probably doesn't really want his fetish. He just wants to, you know, he likes to think about something disgusting.
Why can't more women be like, yeah, I want a hairy fat guy? Because I'd be totally in there, you know?
Women do. They say keep food because he requested the 400-pound woman who wanted to know if I had had breakfast yet. And I actually said yes, but I said I was eating Doritos because I had a little, I just gotten off a break and I had a little bag of Doritos from the snack machine. And I was like, I want to hear you eat it. And eating noise is actually one of my anti-fetishes. People eating, I want to punch them in the face. Close your mouth. I don't even want to hear you swallow. Don't make noise. I hate mouth noises. And, which is funny, considering how many I have to make for my job. I can't say. I have to turn on music, something. There has to be something. I can't stand hearing people eat. But so I would take it, and I would be crunching into the phone, and it was like, have you had your morning shit? No? And he's like, oh, go do it now. So I got to grunt throughout that whole call. After describing, like, this mammoth breakfast. Huh? No. Because you always tell them you're on a cordless phone. You can go wherever you want to go. Although, if they do want something outrageous, like, I want to hear you in the shower, then you say I'm on a corded phone.
Because
obviously, Kim, you don't have a shower. That's why.
I don't exactly have a shower to run. Yeah. Or they're like, go outside. I want to hear you. Because some people call up and they'll be like, I know you're in a call center. And you're like, no, I'm not. And they go, okay, go outside and start your car. Why are you calling me and wasting your money to argue with me?
Was there any point, like, something that was required of you, you know, that you felt like was going too far that they would want to do?
Let me think.
Like, I know we touched on racial slurs and the meeting stuff.
Well, you see, some people couldn't do the racial slurs and the meeting stuff. The first call that I got, I had trouble with simply because I was taking it as an attack on myself. But since I was a role player at the time, I constantly played online games, I already had a kind of a separation. I had a character and I had myself, and I knew that they weren't really, well, actually some of them were really attacking my character, but no, the only ones that really got to me were the ones who were like, go outside and start your car then. And I'm like, come on now. That's just, what is wrong with you? Why are you calling? And I wanted to say that. Why are you calling and wasting my time and your money to fight with me? Why? You already know. You know because you went through a call. You've been calling the same place over and over again. You already know somebody told you at some point in time and probably got fired for it, by the way. And so what is the point of this? But I couldn't. I would just have to keep playing along. No, really. No, I'm at my house. I can. I'm on a corded phone. Why? Why are you being so mean to me?
I know a little girl who has one and she loves it very dearly. And this is a song she sings. I love little pussy, her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll not pull her tail nor drive her away. But pussy and I very gently will play.
You guys talk about sex. They don't talk about sex nicely. It sounds like they're angry. Babe, you know that secretary? I fucked. Nice images they use, too. I fucked the shit out of
them. Sometimes doggies have to go without a bone. Like this one.
I am.
Piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. The word motherfucker is a compound word, and it's another form of the word fuck. The cock creepers, it's in the Bible. Cock is in the Bible.
Hey, lady, did you order a pepperoni pizza? Well, here's the pizza. And here's the pepperoni.
Holy snap, an arsehole's market. Would you look at the size of that little bugger? Jeez, he's deformed. Christ, it's a wonder he can still stand up. Fuck. Fuck.
You want to suck my pussy? Well, let me suck your dick.
I mean, what the hell? It's only a porno.
Number 32. The lady lies with her left leg planted firmly on the ground, but the right hand waiting. The gentleman with the melon switches on the battery and places his left thigh on the edge of the swivel table.
They found a beaver struggling to pull a heavy log.
Next, we concentrate on the lower body. First, knees are flexed with heels brought as close to the buttocks as possible. You will need to stick your toes under a low chair or other object in order to anchor yourself.
Tell you what. You cut the bathtub scene, the plane crash, the kissing in the forest, and I'll give you our K-11 rating.
What's that?
Objectionable in part. Suitable for adults over 45, only if accompanied by their parents.
Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been?
Well, I did have two other questions. One of them was, what did your family think about
No, I didn't tell Daddy that I worked phone sex the first job. I made the mistake of telling him the second job, and he said, "Baby girl, that's one of those things you don't tell Daddy." Okay. And we pretended like that conversation had never happened.
One day?
Huh?
One day?
Never. Never tell
Lori?
Yeah.
Did you have the...
No.
Oh, my God!
No, Daddy's a ladies' man. He doesn't call, no. He's got two girlfriends who know about each other and are okay. He says he just prefers to go home alone at night.
Okay.
Do they have a way of preventing you from receiving calls from the area you live in? Like when you live in Florida?
No.
So
no, that's why when I lived in Florida, we told whoever called that we lived somewhere else. Nobody lived in Florida.
As far as the other way around, though.
Even then, if somebody called and they're like, "You sound really familiar." And you're like, "You know, I was thinking the same thing about you," and blah, blah, blah. "You know what you sound like? You sound like this guy in one of my class," and you just go off on a tangent. Let them sound familiar if you want to. Yeah. The problem came with that job was when I would go out in public and a guy would say something, and I could tell just from the way he was talking, and I would think he would want a blowjob. And I would be walking along and be like, "Oh, he's a spanker." And I would be walking on and be like,
"Wow.
He wants me to shove an ice cube up his ass." Like, I would just know things. I would just know things that I really don't want to know.
So, you say you were interested in writing erotic literature, and I was wondering, because I kind of touched on this when we were talking at the grocery store. Yeah, we had this whole conversation at the grocery store.
Well, shopping for groceries.
Yeah.
I was kind of drunk.
It started in the cheese aisle.
Yeah. You were very drunk.
I wasn't very drunk.
He wasn't very drunk.
I was acting a lot of it.
When he's very drunk, you don't understand him. His twang deepens. He starts slurring.
Anyway, I'm curious.
When I'm drunk.
How does this affect like your personal interest in I'm just being frank, sex and like the literature and stuff like that? Like, did it diminish?
Giving you a chance to explore.
Yeah. All right. Here, I'm going to explain it to you in multiple different ways. When it came to writing erotica, my imagination dried up. I was using it all on the phone. After a couple of weeks of notes, I stopped taking notes because I didn't have it in me anymore to think of situations to put it in, because every good situation I could come up with, it was coming out of my mouth. And once it came out of my mouth, it was like it was out of me and I didn't have it anymore. I couldn't write anything. Wow. But I was okay with it because I was having so much fun. The problem with this job was my boyfriend at the time didn't like it. He didn't like me working it, which I found really weird. He was kind of not right. He really was not. This is not an ex-girlfriend. This is, even now, he's still not right. But it's kind of, you know, on tech support, any phone job, they say smile. Smile, the customer can hear, right? Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know, if you smile long enough, you feel happy, right?
Supposedly.
But the point is, if you're upset and you start laughing, eventually you will feel better. You can't help it. Your body will release the chemicals. If you're at work and you're moaning about how much you like sex every day, the second you get off work, all you want to do is fuck someone. Really? And my boyfriend couldn't stand it. Hated it. Could not stand. We would be in the car and I'd be like, can I blow you right now, please? And he would be like, stop! Stop! I'm like, what is wrong with you?
For real.
He never wanted to have sex anymore. He was like, you're just too sexual now. I'm like, are you kidding? I was sexual when you met me. He's like, yeah, but now you talk about it and you're like more open about it. I'm like, it's just sex. It happens. That's it. They said they'll monitor your calls, and if they catch you exchanging information, or even if that's another rule, if the man starts saying, hey, this call's kind of expensive, why don't you call me back? You know, you weren't talking sex, you were talking football. And he's like, hey, I really like talking about you, but I kind of don't want to pay to talk about football. How about if you call me back? My phone number is blah, 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 and you have to go, no, 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 no. No, you have to talk over him. You have to drown the number out. And you have to say, you can't tell me your personal information. You can't. Or if he says my email address is, and you have to start singing, screaming, something, you have to drown him out.
Oh, I stole my time.
No, you will.
So
no, no,
like,
no.
That's what she's doing.
And they're like, what the hell are you doing? You're like, I'm not allowed to take it. And he's like, well, nobody's listening. And you're like, I know, but I don't want it to be found out, because never tell him, actually, somebody might be. No, you're like, I know, but I really don't feel comfortable, or I really don't want to talk to you, but you can call me anytime. Always, you can call me anytime. Request me. I'm always here.
You brought something interesting. So they don't know that, like, there's quality listening in and stuff?
If you're calling in to talk to a chick and whack it, do you really want to think somebody else is in the background grading that person?
I was always kind of the impression that you have the talent.
That, no.
Like, I always hear the
if it's song. Recorded, yes. You have to tell them that it's recording.
So you're not allowed to record these.
No.
Yeah, that would be bad.
No, you don't get to record. Actually, that's something. When I got the home job, I had to sign all the stuff. And one of them specifically mentioned you are not allowed to record your calls. You're not allowed to record you talking on the calls, and you're not allowed to record them talking. No recording of these calls whatsoever. And if you have kids in the house, you cannot take these calls. I don't care if they're in another room sleeping. No. No. Don't take these calls.
I'm a libertarian, but that's a law. I'm okay.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Can you talk to them about not sexual stuff, even if there's like kids in the other room or something?
No.
You can't
be on the phones, because you're gonna get sexual calls. There's no way to say, hey, I really can't talk sex with you right now. My kids are
not
here.
Not you. I mean, I thought you were talking about the customer.
Oh, the customer? No.
Okay.
No. Never, ever, ever will a customer. Although I have to admit, I was working for lines. I specifically, when I was looking for the job, after working at my first one, I had criteria that I knew I wanted met. They have no taboo lines. And in no taboo lines, the operator is never allowed to hang up. The man could be in the background describing how he's fucking his 3-year-old daughter, and she could be screaming and crying, and you cannot hang up the phone. No. Because there's no guarantee that it's real. No. And I'm like, taboo company for me. I want them to specifically tell me, don't do anything illegal on the phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like in the lightweight part of the whole sex.
I try to be. There's a whole other, genre, okay. Which is all blood and Bengay and pretending to be underage or incest. If the guy wants you to bark like a dog and pretend he's a dog while he anally rapes you, then
you
you're barking away.
Like a dog?
No.
You want to bark like a dog?
No, I'll bark like a dog, sure, but I won't pretend to be a dog while you fuck me, no.
No furry? Huh? No furry calls?
Not really into furry. Most guys weren't calling for furry, they wanted real life women.
That's a fetish that's only like really started to gain prominence, I think.
Well, it's a visual and kind of.
Yeah, you're right.
I would think furry would, yeah, be more either visual or more
sexual.
Yeah. When you call in and I describe my furry body, you know, that really doesn't sound quite as sexy as I thought.
Yeah.
Could you just not be furry then?
So, you have a rule that you couldn't laugh at people, but was there ever a situation where the person said something so absurd, like you. Because that's a natural human reaction. I mean, were you just a rock? You did not shake. You could not move. They could throw anything at you and you wouldn't laugh.
No. Sometimes they would startle you and you would start and be like, ah, or excuse me, I keep saying you because I'm used to the phone.
Yeah.
And you go, ah, and then you go, ah. Well, you would want to think of something and be like, how would you do that? You know, you would turn the laugh into something like, I'm thrilled by this. Right. Oh, I'm so excited that you mentioned it that I just can't contain myself.
Okay.
Be like, oh, really hanging upside down from the balcony?
Well, for some examples of stuff that people, do you remember any, anything specific, stuff from the couch and stuff that guy like, yeah, I want to rap.
At that point in time, he was so serious. I knew he was so serious. And believe it or not, I was so into the call, into the character, that there was no laughter. He could get as outrageous as he wanted. I would never crack a smile. Yeah. I was playing the character, and the character, I think, was gagged at the time. So, there wasn't much I could say. But
so at that point, he's describing, obviously it's not actually happening, but he expected you to be like, I mean, that how
was yeah. Like, how about the man who calls in, he says, I want to hear you suck my dick. And I was like, okay, real easy. You start sucking your thumb, get a little wet with it, kind of noisy, right? And he goes, you're not sucking it hard enough, gag. I was like, alright, so I kind of pretend to gag a little. He goes, I don't want you faking it, gag. I was like, holy shit, alright. So I stuck my finger in my throat, right? And I gagged. And he's like, yeah, like that, keep going. I gagged until I cried. Like, what the fuck, man? Wow. And I had tears running because it's a reaction, right? And I was like, okay, and you're jerking. Well, I'm jerking. And then I've got tears running down my face. And he's like, yeah, you're good at this, and hung up. I was like, and I had to log off the phone for the day after that. I was like, that was just weird. And then I run downstairs to my downstairs neighbor. I was like, I've got my weird call of the day. Wait till you hear this one. Yeah.
You. Girl in me.
could never love anyone except the freaks I suspect. They could never love anyone but the freaks I suspect. They could never love anyone.
As a phone operator.
That's all?
Yeah, that's what that's the ad boring. Said when they hired me. That's and if anybody boring. Ever calls the company and asks for a reference, they will tell them that I was a phone operator.
Like friends, like people you knew, like especially guys, like find out and then like mess with you as a result of that? Like, hey, talk to her, me, you know?
No.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. No. Nobody
she
ever
strikes does. Me like, as the kind that has friends that really don't. I mean, they're not going to like mess with her because.
If I'm not talking like, dirty to you already, you're really not my friend.
Yeah.
If I haven't said something to you, then you're not my friend.
What did you think about it when she first told you that that's what she done for work all one time?
You should have heard him when I was like, I think I'm going to try it again. And I was kind of self, because my first boyfriend was not okay. When I was like, will you be okay with it? He was like, yeah. I'm like, are you sure you're going to be okay with it? And he was like, how much does it pay again? And I told him, he's like, you better take that job. Are you kidding? He was like, do they hire guys? I wish I could do it.
No, you don't, because that's all.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'll suck your dick, sure.
Well, you do have to. The thing is, the company that I work for does have a gay line.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a website, by the way. Everything you did was online. It was great.
I don't know, because I'm not a woman. Do women call straight?
Not really. And that's what I told the guy line. I said, it's pretty much a gay line. A friend of mine applied, and I said, it's going to be nothing, which was okay with him because he's gay. He's like, that sounds great to me. I was like, are you going to be okay with the women calling you? Should women come in? He's like, women don't call sex lines. That's true. They really don't.
He's not straight sex line.
No, I mean, if you're going to call, I would assume a woman would call straight sex line, but women are more into erotica and less into, porn and... Et cetera.
Erotica. Porn, dingy, and erotica is magical.
Yes, I'm addicted to those.
I need, because you talk
which is interesting.
You have, like, the next step.
My God.
It's so odd, because porn points are all about betrayal. Yeah.
If you want it, I've got it.
Backstabbing.
Not really.
The what?
It's
about redeeming that kind.
Now they have, are you kidding? They have Blaze novels now. Blaze novels, it starts out, it's straight. All it is they take one personal fetish, but light fetishes, mind you, because there are a little bondage, a little having sex with a stranger in an elevator, blah, blah, blah. And that's what the book is about. It's about, and I mean, naturally, some kind of relationship develops because, frankly, women really aren't thrilled unless there's something there. It doesn't have to be love. It could just be, hey, you know, this works out well. How about if we date? I'm happy. Okay. There's the relationship portion. Fuck more.
Okay. As far as the...
She's
aside from the couch shit one, was there any fetishes that you felt like, aside from the ones you weren't allowed to do too, that you felt like okay, that's too far.
That's too just far. A little weird. Anyone who wanted to mutilate themselves?
Yeah.
That bothered me. And they wouldn't want people who, mutilation. People who wanted a little bit of pain, I'm all for it. Tell me what toys you have. We'll work with it. Oh, you don't have any toys? Go get some candlesticks. Go get some ice. I'd tell them. I'd be like, I can make shift. We'll hurt you, don't worry. And seriously, and they're like, really? Oh, I love you. And those are the best calls, the dominatrix calls, because they can't come until you tell them to. They can't. And they're like, please, can I come now? And you're like, no. Keep doing it. I want to hear it this time. Oh, yes.
That's 15-minute call.
That was everyone. And they call back and be like, can I come now, please? Nope. Nope, not yet. You just started the timer over.
I think you can. Oh, it's 16 minutes. I'm sorry. I was about to say 16 minutes or
I would say that I'd be like, if you call back, I might let you come. Call back and ask for me. And they would be there. Oh, yes, please. Because that's all they're calling for. They want the control. It's not even about the fucking sex.
I just have new questions, Bob. I want to keep this going alive. Okay, did you ever have situations where a guy would be on the phone and, like, maybe his daughter or his child would pick up the phone?
Call ends.
Or...
And I would say, like, call me back when you're alone. Call ends.
The wife or the girlfriend would walk in the room.
Oh, wife's girlfriend.
What
are
you
doing?
And then they'd get a fight would ensue. That ever happened?
Not fight, but I've had it where it goes, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I thought somebody called, and he'll drop the phone. He can't exactly hang up because it'll either beep or he'll have to click and blah, blah, blah. So the phone will just sit there and roll. And I have to keep talking. But I'll talk really softly. And tell you that I'm here on the phone. So, no. I had one man who called in. This is the call that will stick with me forever as not, it wasn't sexual. He actually called back multiple times as well. It was the anniversary of his wife's death and he wanted to talk to somebody. And he was drunk. He was drunk like you would not believe. And he was like, this is gonna cost me, but I just want to talk to somebody. And he told me all about his wife. And he told me all about how they met and blah, blah, blah. He just wanted to talk about it. And he was like, in the end, he called back once and then fell asleep. And I can't disconnect the call. And I can't stop talking. So I just opened up the book that I was reading and started reading to him. And I don't know. I hope he slept good that night. I really do. Because he was asleep and he was distraught.
Did that call end at 16 minutes? That was
it ended at 16 minutes. It's just when he fell asleep, we were maybe 2 minutes into his third call back. He kept calling back to keep talking. He just wanted to talk to somebody. He did not want to be alone that night. He even told me, I'm going to fall asleep on the phone. Just keep talking. He was like, this is a gift to you for being so nice. And he proposed to me.
Wow. Probably a weird thing to say, but I think that's the one nice way to end this.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah. Makes me feel not as dirty.
Most of the calls aren't dirty. Don't have an idea that they're dirty. It's just people exploring their sexuality, and sexuality is fun.
Sean wants him to be dirty. He's a dirty boy.
He is a dirty boy. You can tell just by looking at him.
You think he doesn't have a fetish. You know he does, right?
I know he does.
His fetish is bringing people in here, recording them, talking about this stuff.
The moment you guys are gone,
I'm totally spanking.
Go to the bathroom. Crank up the volume.
It's desperate guys don't think they have a fetish. Desperate guys want affection. And that is a fetish in itself. Desperate guys are the ones who don't want you to describe what you're doing to them. They want you to describe how you're playing with their hair or stroking their face or cuddling them or how much you just love to lie in bed together, fully clothed, and just press your bodies together and talk. And they want you to describe how your head is resting on their shoulder, and they want you to describe how your fingers are playing along their stomach and you're not even thinking about it, which of course you are because you're saying it, but desperate guys have fetishes. Their fetishes just don't make the cut in the crazy sexual world because what they want is considered so mundane and so easily obtainable. And a lot of people don't realize how often do you have someone to go home to and cuddle with? You don't realize exactly how precious that is until you don't have it. And then you're like, you know, I would love to just curl up and watch a really cheesy flick right now, but I don't have a color to do it.
What are we going to listen to, guys?
I want to listen to something happy and upbeat.
I love the Beatles.
Thank you. I bet you're dying to take out your cock and fuck me, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to fuck me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But first...
And away we go. You got the world famous cool with the smooth ass flow. I'm speaking about what I get with or stick on the rag. I got you running around in circles, fiending for the third leg. But baby, don't you forget, cause you ain't really strong. You haven't even had a taste of my motherfucking tongue. I say motherfucking cause your mommy was a victim. Your cousins, sisters, aunts. Oh yeah, I licked them, I tricked them, and they all come back over treats. But I don't eat the cake before I frost the feet. And you get weak like as double to the beat. Soaking wet victim in between my jade sheets. And ain't no freak can lick you up and down better. Even if his tongue was silk, he couldn't get you wetter. Find space on my face, give me all that you got, so I can get up close and kiss that pretty twat. A psycho less like to... My man Mark like to... A Rick man like to... My little brother Divine like to... Yeah, a Lucian like to... VIC like to... The fucking JP like to... The cool's a kinky dude on the streets after dark. I fish for meat so I can eat like a shark. Get hit on by jailbait for paying no mind, because I never ate a dish a day before it's time. Now I'm giving brothers in my town the fucking blues, cause before I knock the boots, I wanna lick the shoes. Get dirt on my chin, still puffing much of smoke. She screaming, shoot her queen right down my fucking throat. Nope, I never let a dark honey pass. I just slam my face in that fat onyx ass. Yes, the chick for 69 or 61. That's where I bust a nut, but the bitch never come. I got to have it, cause my tongue wants to keep on going like that fucking rabbit. I grab it, but say no, and I won't be pushy. Just make you change your mind, so I can lick the pussy. The pussy. A juju like to. My man Rob like to. Yeah, the guard Lamar like to. A curious like to. Yeah, a Dr. Butcher like to. My cousin Ron like to. Come on, a Sam Dean like to. In and out with the tongue, and ain't another brother finer. Cause I could dump like that fucking have a minor. You don't have to see your head to be in for a surprise. My lips are suction cups in the fucking fat disguise. Rise up off the bed in a twist. I make your head spin like the fucking exorcist. Miss Mary Jane, you blow for a change. Come on, act insane and suck out my damn brain. The main vein is up for spring cleaning. Trick licking on my balls, yeah, now you got me thinking. I'm dreaming, I'm in the cemetery sucking breast. So I pet the clit and put the pussy to rest. I might not flow like Fat Joe, but I'm cool. Fucking third of the trio, a pussy eating fool. Drool, dripping out my mouth, baby. So let me lick the pussy before you drive it crazy. Drive it crazy. A JMD like to. A Stretch Armstrong like to. My man T. Roy like to. Yeah, a Diggy Dice like to. Come on, niggas in the skills like to. Yo, out in LA they like to. Yeah, and DC like to. I think the lesbians like to. Yeah, and I like to. Yeah, you can cut it off like a.
That was the Beatnuts with the charming song Lick the Pussy.
Oh.
What's the matter, Pondo? So we've had Corey and Marshall on the show. Thanks a lot for coming out. This was probably one of my new favorite episodes, I think.
Yay,
and,
favorite.
You know, I'm
probably about the same with me.
Any shout outs, everybody? Don't forget, you can always email us with this thing we have here.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com. And SirMildredPierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Check us out online at podcast.shapelessmass.com. Check me out at shapelessmass.com. And check Mr. Pierce out
On my Xbox.
On his Xbox.
And for just weird little FYI thing, it's page 237 in Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows, second full paragraph where you'll see the word shapeless mass.
Wow. I might download the audiobook for you so you can sample it.
Yeah.
Because it's that same guy on the sex thing.
There's so many people.
Stephen Fry.
I missed that. What paragraph did you say?
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. It was a chunky-looking skeleton, though.
What the hell is this talking about?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I just explained it.
I know, but it's just so out there. We just skeletons. I'll listen to it on the replay, and
we
maybe I'll figure it out then.
We should play skeletons by Inflatable Boy Clams, though.